Hello, hello, my dear listeners. Welcome back to a brand new season of Timeless Stories. Here we go back in time to relive magic and adventure and explore mythology. How have you all been? Before we get started with the stories, I wish you all a very happy new year. May your year be filled with magic and adventure. Now, one of our young listeners, Mukund, wanted me to explore more stories from the Ramayana. So we are quite excited to present a new season of unexplored stories from the Ramayana this season. Ramayana is the story of Rama, who is an incarnation of Lord Vishnu, one of the three main gods of Hinduism. Ramayana, along with Mahabharata, hold a very special place in Hinduism. So Ramayana is also known as Adi Kavya, or the first among the great poems in Sanskrit language, and was written by sage Valmiki. So guess where we are heading? We are heading to the Indian subcontinent. By the way, do you know who a sage is? A sage is a wise and learned person. But did you know that Valmiki was not always a sage? He was actually a robber. What? A robber? How did a robber become a sage, and how did he end up writing the Ramayana? I'm really curious. Shall we find out? Come with me. Come on, let's go. Long, long ago, there lived a man called Ratnakara. He was quite poor and didn't have any work to do. So, to take care of his family and himself, he used to loot travelers. Now, there was a road that went through a forest, and travelers used to use this road. Ratnakara used to hide by some trees to waylay travelers. He threatened them and robbed them. He then used to take the loot and shared it with his family. His family was very happy that Ratnakara used to bring lots of money and things. They didn't know he was robbing people. Do you think he was doing the right thing? I don't think so. Anyway, one day, a wise sage called Narada was passing through this forest. This sage Narada Muni used to travel from place to place chanting Lord Vishnu's name. He used to say, Narayana, Narayana. Narayana is another name of Lord Vishnu. Ratnakara stopped him in the forest and said, "Hey man, stop right there. What do you have? It looks like a musical instrument. Give it to me now or I will end your life." Narada coolly said, "Narayana, Narayana. I am just a simple man. I don't have any wealth with me." "Don't lie to me. Give me that instrument," yelled Ratnakara. Narada said, "Why are you robbing people? Do you know you're collecting bad karma? Which means good things won't happen to you." "I need to look after my family. I rob for them," Ratnakara said. "Okay, do this thing. Go and ask your family if they are willing to share your bad karma as you are sharing the loot with them. I promise you, I will wait for you right here," Narada said. Ratnakara calmed down a bit and said, "But you will escape." Narada said, "Well, you can tie me to a tree if you want." Ratnakara had a rope. He tied Narada to a tree and went to his family. He told his family about what happened and asked them, "Will you share my bad karma? I have been doing this to take care of you all." His children said, "No, father, we won't." Ratnakara felt bad. He asked his wife, "How about you?" She said, "I didn't ask you to rob people to take care of us, so I won't be able to share your bad karma." Ratnakara was shocked. How could his family happily take all the wealth but wasn't ready to share the bad karma? He went back to the forest and released Narada and started to cry.
"No one wants to share my bad karma. You made me realize that what I've been doing is bad. Can you please tell me how I can undo all the bad things?"
Narada said, "Why don't you start by meditating? You can chant Rama, Rama in your mind." Ratnakara tried to chant Rama, but he couldn't. Because of all the bad things that he had done, he could only say, "Mara, Mara." He said,
"I am not able to say what you're asking me to say."
Narada smiled and said, "That's okay. Keep saying Mara Mara continuously and see how Rama's name will appear." Ratnakara said,
"Mara Mara 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 Mara."
And to his joy, eventually it became Rama. Thus, he started meditating for days, weeks, months, and years. You know what happened then? Ants started crawling over him, and they built an ant hill around him. Many years later, Narada was passing through the forest again. This time, he heard the sound of Rama, Rama, coming from somewhere. He tried to find where this was coming from and saw that it was coming from an ant hill. He recognized Ratnakara's voice and began to remove the mud around him. Ratnakara opened his eyes and he had a glow around him. He was a transformed man. As he came out of an ant hill, which is known as Valmika in Sanskrit language, he came to be known as the wise sage Valmiki. Valmiki set up his own ashram and began to share wisdom with others. One day, he went to a river and saw a pair of cranes. Well, I'm talking about the birds, not the giant construction cranes. Now, these cranes were a couple. That is a husband and a wife crane. Valmiki's heart was at peace looking at the happy cranes. Suddenly, out of nowhere, an arrow came and hit one of the cranes and one of them fell down. The other crane cried in agony even as it flew away. Valmiki saw a hunter and his anger cursed him with a poetic verse in Sanskrit, which meant, "May you never find peace. You've killed the most peaceful and passionate birds who didn't know that you would kill them." He said that in the most beautiful and poetic way that Lord Brahma appeared in front of him and said, "Valmiki, I want you to compose the story of Rama in the same poetic way in Sanskrit that you have said these verses." So with the blessings of Brahma, Valmiki wrote down the entire life story of Rama known as the Ramayana.
That
is the story of robber Ratnakara, who transformed into the wise Valmiki who composed the Ramayana. Did you know that Lava and Kusha, the sons of Rama, lived in Valmiki's ashram, and Valmiki narrated the Ramayana to them and asked them to share it widely around the world? What? Rama and Sita had sons? Why were they living in Valmiki's ashram? Well, that's a story for another day. Next week, we will explore another story from the Ramayana. Till then, keep listening, enjoying, and sharing. I'm Divya, and you're listening to Timeless Stories. Thank you for listening.